If I had to put a title to this morning's message, I think it would be Making Wrong Judgments. After this message, the next song is one called Spirit Breakdown, Break Our Walls Down. And we have to ask the question, what are our walls or strongholds? Those things that we allow to strengthen, be it alcohol, be it drugs, be it pornography, pride, unforgiveness, and this particular one, cheating. I'm going to give you two examples, one which is good and one which is definitely not good. In the New Testament, in John's Gospel, chapter 4, we can read from 1 to 30, but it's the story of the woman at the well meeting Jesus. And Jesus had been walking with his disciples, and he came to just outside of Sychar, beside a well, to get refreshed. And when you read through it, we see that the disciples go off into town to get the food. And a Samaritan woman arrives to draw water from the well. And then there's this dialogue between the woman and Jesus. Even though the Jews don't associate with Samaritans, the great thing about Jesus is that there's no racial or political barriers. He accepts each of us. Doesn't matter who you are accepted in Jesus' eyes. At one point, the woman says to Jesus, "Give me this living water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming back to draw water." And then the interesting part is Jesus' reply. Jesus says, "Go call your husband and come back." The woman replies, "I have no husband." This is where we see her honesty. Jesus confirms this by saying, "You are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you have had five husbands, and the man that you are now with is not your husband." The woman said, "What you have said is quite true." The woman was honest with Jesus. And if you continue the reading, the rest of that passage, you will see that the woman returned back to Sychar and told everyone what Jesus had said. And as a result, many Samaritans believed in Jesus. And from her testimony, many of them came to Jesus and urged him to stay. And Jesus stayed with them for 2 more days. Through this woman's honesty, she was blessed. The people were blessed. She didn't cheat on her conversation with Jesus. Now we are asked the questions, what are we building our life on? On sand or on rock? See, Jesus promised his disciples that he wouldn't leave them on their own. He said he would send the Holy Spirit, which they were to wait for. And they did. They waited. They were obedient. What about you and I? We're living in the day and age where everything has to be immediate. How good is our patience in having to wait? The Holy Spirit worked tremendously through the disciples and the early Christians. Just read the book of Acts to see the positivity of the Holy Spirit working through the people as God intended. Our God is a loving God, full of mercy, full of love, full of grace. But there are times when we can get a short shock if we try to cheat him. We're looking in the New Testament at the book of Acts, chapter 5, and we're reading from verses 1 to 11. Now a man named Ananias, together with his wife Sapphira, also sold a piece of property. With his wife's full knowledge, he kept back part of the money for himself, but brought the rest and put it at the apostles' feet. Then Peter said, Ananias, how is it that Satan has so filled your heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit and have kept for yourself some of the money you received for the land? Didn't it belong to you before it was sold? And after it was sold, wasn't the money at your disposal? What made you think of doing such a thing? You have not lied just to human beings, but to God. When Ananias heard this, he fell down and died. And great fear seized all who heard what had happened. Then some young men came forward, wrapped up his body, and carried him out and buried him. About 3 hours later, his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. Peter asked her, tell me, is this the price you and Ananias got for the land? Yes, she said, that is the price. Peter said to her, how could you conspire to test the Spirit of the Lord? Listen, the feet of the men who buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out also. At that moment, she fell down at his feet and died. Then the young men came in, and finding her dead, carried her out and buried her beside her husband. Great fear seized the whole church and all who heard about these events. The story of the couple called Ananias and Sapphira. Things started okay. Ananias sold a piece of land. And that's fine. No problem with that at all. But with his wife's full knowledge, he kept part of it back for himself. What it was showing was that Ananias and Sapphira, they were appearing to be a different person from who they really were. And that's sometimes something that we need to ask ourselves as well. They had the right to keep back whatever they chose, but to make it appear that they had given all when they had not wasn't a good choice. They had cheated God and they had cheated the disciples. That wasn't a good ending for both of them. And it shows trying to bring dishonesty and to cheat with God, it doesn't work. We can find various other warnings and reminders in the Bible, in the Old Testament, in Zechariah chapter 7 and verses 8 to 14. It says, "The word of the Lord came to Zechariah. Thus says the word of the Lord of hosts, render true judgments. Show kindness and mercy to one another. Do not oppress the widow, the fatherless, the stranger, or the poor. And let none of you devise evil against another in your heart." You know, sometimes in life we can find ourselves stuck like a boat in the harbor. If you yourself don't cut the lines that tie you to the dock, God will have to use a storm to sever them and send you out to sea. Putting everything in your life afloat upon God, going out to sea on the great swelling tide for his purpose, and your eyes will be opened. If you believe in Jesus, you're not to spend time in the calm waters just inside the harbor. You have to get out past the harbor into the depths of God. When you know that you should do something and you do it immediately, you do know far more. So it's good sometimes to examine where you've become sluggish, where you began losing interest spiritually, and you will find that it goes back to a point where you did not do something you knew that you should. You didn't do it because there seemed to be no immediate call to do it. It's so easy to make wrong judgments. And that's why we need to keep learning constantly all the time and to want to know more. Beware of paying attention or going back to once to what you once were when God wants you to be something that you have never been. Trying to understand how an airplane with all its weight and then full of passengers and all their baggage and luggage, and how that gets up into the air, flies and lands, is totally beyond me. It doesn't make sense. But some of what Jesus did for you and I doesn't always make sense. You can't get much lower than washing someone's feet. It's really one of the lowest of the lowest jobs. But Jesus did it to his disciples to demonstrate that servant heart to each and every one of us. The disciples didn't wear socks, so feet were always going to be dusty and dirty. But with Jesus, it's always about serving one another. I learned a valuable lesson on holiday in how we should be careful in how we make judgments. So, in Corfu, the refuse system, the dustbin men work in teams of three. One driver and two men hanging on the back of the lorry with her arm in the air. And I'm looking and I'm thinking to myself, health and safety gone out the window, hanging on like this. But wait a minute. They're both wearing masks. What's that all about? How can you have hanging on to the back of a bin lorry, but wear a mask as well? Foolishly, thinking about it, I laughed. That was a big mistake, because God opened my eyes. The masks are there to protect the men from the smell coming from the back of the refuse lorry. 30 degrees heat daily, you can imagine all the rubbish in the back of that cart. You would need a mask. I made a wrong judgment and I had to say sorry to God. It's so easy to be caught like that. It was a lesson I learned. But we can all be guilty of making wrong judgments. Jesus' message at the end of the feet washing story, where he says, I tell you the truth, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. It's always a strong one, if you do them. There's maybe some of you here this morning that need to pull down the strongholds in your life. You need to forgive yourself for not knowing better at the time. You need to give yourself for giving away power that you've had. You need to forgive yourself for past behaviors. You need to forgive yourself for the survival patterns and traits that you picked up while enduring trauma. Let's just bow our heads a minute and just close our eyes. Just think on that if you don't forgive yourself, you just let it become a stronghold in your life. You need to let go, let the Holy Spirit come in and touch you to break that stronghold and set you free. I say again as a reminder on that list, alcohol, drugs, pornography, pride, hatred, unforgiveness, cheating. Will you let yourself go of that stronghold this morning? Let the Holy Spirit minister to you now in the quietness that we are here. Let the Holy Spirit go deep within, touch your mind, body, and soul. Be released from those strongholds that's holding you back moving forward. They may go back years and years. They may have been recent. Let go. Let go.